This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Staunton in the road, maroon uniforms tonight, white trim, Staunton in white lettering across the front. Quincy St. Peter in the home white uniforms trimmed out in the blue, blue numerals, Crusaders in blue lettering across the front. Lily Land to jump, center for Staunton. It'll be Annie Eaton for Quincy St. Peter. The wait is over. The championship game is underway. The tap controlled by the Crusaders, and they will get it to start. Staunton in a 1-2-2 zone piece as out front with Eaton. Into the right quarter. Had the ball jarred loose out there by Feldman, but a last touch by Alexia, and it will stay with St. Peter. Feldman wearing the black headband, as is Bandy. Looks like Anderson also wearing the black headband for the Terriers. Up top, that is a travel on Tracy. Top of the key, she took an extra step trying to gather for the shot. So that's how the game starts. Whole section of bleachers across the way occupied by the Staunton students. They are standing and will be doing so the entire game. You look on the south end of the gym, bleachers there filled up by Staunton fans. Terriers on the break. Feldman countered on the foul. Alexia has the Terriers off and rolling in the championship game. Staunton got into the open floor off the sideline out of bounds, and Alexia Feldman did the rest. Feldman will be a handful for St. Peter here tonight. Toss off the heel, too strong. Rebound, Landy had it, lost it, picked up off the floor by Bandy. It won't go. Another rebound to Treckler, no. And the rebound finally pulled down by Quincy St. Peter. 2-0 Terriers on the attack. Eaton, a floater from seven, no. Gets a rebound back, but then it's ripped away, picked up by the Terriers. They have another run out. It's Anderson. Goes up and down for the easy deuce. And a good start for Staunton. The first 4 points, they're getting out in transition. Here comes the full court pressure. Anderson on the point of the 1-2-1-1 press. In the front court with Eaton. She goes behind the back, not cleanly, has to corral it now. Brings it back across the head of the key to Sage Stratton. Good electricity in the gym here tonight. And a quick timeout from St. Peter and Eric Orne. 4:53 for the opening quarter. Staunton leading Quincy St. Peter 4-0 in the Class 3A 7th grade Girls State Basketball Championship on WSMI. It doesn't matter if you're playing youth sports, summer league, junior high, high school. When a championship's on the line, it is intense. Air ball out of the corner by Eaton. Picked up by Bandy. She races the other way. Layup. No. Offensive rebound. No. Treckler with the follow. Another chance. That's Land. And Lily is fouled. The Terriers have come out a roaring here in the opening minutes of this championship game. Well, if you're Randy Anderson, you couldn't have dreamt up a better start on the bus ride over to Auburn. They get the foul on Sage Stratton. That's her first. Lily Land at the free throw line. The toss is off the heel, too strong. Terriers 0-for-2 from the foul line, and they've back-rimmed them both, so they are amped up, as you would expect in a championship game. Big, big crowd on hand. Free throw good. Lily Land gets 1 out of 2. It's 5-0 Terriers. 4:40 for the opening quarter. Remember, 6-minute quarters in junior high basketball. Eaton muscles her way down the sideline. She's going to be cut off and then fouled by Bandy. That'll be the first on the Terriers. It's Coach Anderson. He was worried about Annie Eaton. He said she is as good as a seventh grader can be, and she looks very fluid. Ball's in her hand all the time. Here's Stratton. Corner three, way too strong. Rebound picked up by Bandy, but then she bounced it off a foot trying to get up the floor, and then a foul. It's going to be on the Terriers. I think they're going to get Bandy, and if they do, it's Lily's second. Yep, two fouls on Bandy. So that'll get Grace Bukeski into the game. She'll replace Bandy. Coach Anderson feels like he has 6 starters, so when he goes to his bench the first time, he doesn't feel there's any type of drop-off. 4:24 for the opening quarter of this title game. Here is Eaton out of the corner off the top of the backboard, and the rebound picked up by Treckler. It's a runout, 2-on-1, and great defense by St. Peter to come up with the steal. Oh, that was fantastic from Sage Stratton. As the bounce pass across the lane, good idea, just better defense from Stratton. 5-0 Staunton in 4 minutes for the opening championship quarter. Out front with Eversman. Jenna Tracy has it for the St. Peter. Here's a three ball for Stratton. No. Rebound tapped around, eventually picked up by Eversman for Quincy St. Peter. A terrier goes diving headlong out of bounds to save the basketball. It's off of Feldman. It'll stay with St. Peter. Great hustle over there from Alexia right in front of the Staunton student section. Up top to Eaton. Annie Eaton cut off at the foul line. She'll reverse course, bring it back right wing. In the corner to Stratton. On the block, pass was tipped out to the top of the key. Staunton couldn't corral. Ball almost thrown out of bounds. Hitter or official stayed in play. Eaton for three. Yes. Annie Eaton has St. Peter on the board. 5-3. Here comes full court pressure. And Randy Anderson wants a quick timeout. Remember, the official is part of the court. So if it hits him, it stays in play. It's a live ball. 3:23 for the opening quarter. Staunton takes a timeout. The Terriers lead Quincy St. Peter 5-3. We're back to the 3A state championship game at Auburn following these messages. Both teams have burned an early timeout. Staunton facing full court pressure. Treckler gets it into Feldman. Pass ahead to Bakeski. Grace couldn't catch it cleanly. Tracks it down in the left corner. That pass is tipped out by Stratton. It'll stay with Staunton. The Terriers want to get out and run as much as they can. Take advantage of their athletes. Hand off to Feldman. She turns the corner in a hurry. Leaves it on the baseline. Bakeski, little strong. Offensive rebound, land. No good. Tapped around. Picked up off the floor by St. Peter. Now tied up. And on the arrow, Staunton will have it. The Terriers are ultra aggressive, which is one of the ways you get to 24-0. They lost just once last year. That was to Gillespie in the sectional. Here they are in the championship game a year later. Every Terrier on the floor right now was a part of that team last year as a sixth grader. Feldman on the wing to Bakeski. One dribble, pulls up, left it way short, and the rebound is out of bounds off of St. Peter. That was a good job by Lily Treckler to plow her way in there and deflect the ball off the Crusaders. Staunton lines everybody up across the foul line. Into Bakeski, lost it on the way up, and then she commits the foul. She turned to run up the floor. She just ran right up the backside of Meredith Eversman. The first on Bakeski, the third on the Terriers. They lead to the Terriers 5-3, 2:45 for the first quarter. This is the perfect gymnasium for a junior high state championship. Big enough, but not too big. It is a sellout. These kids getting to play in front of a packed house here tonight. Tipped, stolen by the Terriers. Quick outlet, Bakeski tracks it down. Dangerous pass, deflected by Eaton. Should have been stolen, but it's picked up underneath by Anderson and the Terriers. Staunton fortunate there. Feldman gets a ball screen, works right side. Leaves it on the baseline. Bakeski too strong, check that. Treckler too strong, saved by Eaton. Feldman going to track it down to midcourt. Another possession for Staunton. Left elbow, Bakeski. One dribble, floats it up, yes, for Grace Bakeski. The high arcer, 7-3 Terriers. Inside of 2 minutes for the opening quarter. Dribble drive with Stratton. Long bounce pass to Eaton. Annie Eaton gets to the 12-foot mark, knocks it down. Annie Eaton, a smooth operator. She has all five St. Peter points, and it's 7-5 Staunton. Feldman all the way, coast to coast, counted in the foul, Alexia Feldman. No one stopped ball, and Alexia said, I will take it all the way. And an and-one opportunity for Feldman. Remember the name, Alexia Feldman. She just might be driving varsity coaches bonkers in about 3 years. That foul went on Abby Reed, her second. Free throw for Feldman. Off the mark, no good. Rebound to the floor. Bakeski had it, lost it, and is pulled down by the Crusaders. Here's Annie Eaton. Oh, poked away by Anderson, but Eaton got it back. Leaves it off for Tristan Piper, who's checked in for the Crusaders. Also, Lauren Hummel on the floor for St. Peter. She has it on the right block and an over-the-back foul on Lily Land. Fourth team foul, first on Lily. She didn't need to do it. She had the good position, had Hummel forced outside the painted area. Well, the lanes are painted here at Auburn, but had her outside the lane. Now Land gets a hand on an inbounds pass. Treckler had it, lost it, and St. Peter corrals it, and then Stratton shuffles her feet, making the ball fake. Third turnover on Quincy St. Peter. A simple floor here at Auburn. There's no painted areas on the floor. Auburn and blue lettering across the way, the Trojan helmet, the center logo of midcourt as Feldman throws it into the front court, and a foul on St. Peter. No, a foul on Bukeski going over the back. So all of a sudden, Bandy has two, Bukeski has two. 9-5 Staunton, 65 seconds for the opening quarter of this 3A 7th grade girls state basketball championship at Auburn. In the corner with Eversman. Two undefeated teams. Eversman drives baseline, cut off. Pass finds its way to Stratton, no. Rebound picked up underneath by Bukeski. Dangerous outlet pass, and we're going to have a travel. Yep, that's on Treckler. The outlet pass took Treckler right into the defender, and she had nowhere to go. That's an easy call for the official. 47.3 seconds for the first quarter. Sideline trigger in the front court for St. Peter. Now to Quincy. On the right wing with Piper. Into the hands of Stratton. 40 seconds for the quarter. Eaton for three. Rimmed it. And the rebound down to Staunton. Then Anderson lost it up the floor. Picked up by Eaton. Her shot's no good. Gets it back. Jumps over a defender. And a foul on Staunton. The fouls piling up on the Terriers. That's six in the opening quarter. Who's this on? Let's see. It's on Bukeski. That's her third. Three fouls on Grace Bukeski. She came in to replace Bandy after Lily picked up two. Bukeski stays on the floor with those fouls, deflects it out. Now Lily Bandy to the table. She's going to replace Bukeski. Staunton's got to play defense without fouling. They've committed six fouls in the first 5.5 minutes, and they're already in foul trouble. Stratton. Off to Tracy, into the hands of Piper. Now Tracy for three, missed it. Rebound tapped around, picked up by St. Peter. Floater, off the window, rattled out, no good. Picked up by Staunton and Treckler. Lily, in a hurry, the other way. Got too far under the rim, hit it off the bottom side, and we're going to get a jump ball on the rebound. Feldman tied up Piper. St. Peter will have it on the alternate possession. Feldman not afraid to get on the floor after loose balls. 3 seconds for the quarter. Eaton floats it up, around, and down for Annie Eaton. She has all seven Quincy St. Peter points. After one quarter, it is Staunton 9, Quincy St. Peter 7, and the 7th grade 3A state basketball championship here on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Auburn High School. Capacity crowd on hand for the 7th grade 3A girls basketball state championship. Terriers lead 9-7. They get the basketball to start the second quarter. Nice give and go. Treckler to Feldman, and Alexia missed the bunny. Here comes St. Peter on the run out. Eaton all the way. Good job by Land to go straight up. Forced the miss, and the rebound down to Feldman. Alexia races into the front court to the right block on the baseline. That is off the rim, around and out for Bandy. And St. Peter pulls down the rebound. Annie Eaton scored all 7 points for the Crusaders in that opening quarter. For the Terriers, four for Feldman, two for Bukeski, two for Anderson, as underneath it goes to Lauren Hummel, and she ties the ball game up at 9 apiece. Full court pressure and trouble in the backcourt. Treckler gets it across the timeline to Bandy. Here's Lily Land. Missed it. Gets a rebound back. Feldman, 10-footer, yes. Alexia Feldman with six. 11-9. Staunton with the lead. 4:55 for the first half, and we have a stoppage here. Well, they're going to get a foul on Samantha Anderson after the bucket. Count the bucket. They're going to call Anderson for a push after the fact. So we'll walk to the other end for free throws. That puts Staunton over the limit. Seven fouls already on the Terriers. Three on Bukeski, two on Bandy. It sends Annie Eaton to the free throw line. The free throw is good. She has 8 of the 10 for St. Peter. Terriers lead 11-10. Free throw, good. Tied at 11. Full court pressure. Terriers get it in with Feldman. Alexia into the front court, middle of the floor to Bandy. Down to the baseline to Anderson. Pass out top of the key, Feldman. One dribble, pulls up, 18-footer, missed it. And the rebound down to Hummel for Quincy St. Peter. Here comes Eaton. Well, she is smooth with the basketball. Good handle. Off to Stratton. That ball almost poked away from Tracy. Picked up underneath, no, for Hummel. But Eaton pulls it down for Quincy St. Peter. Top of the key with Jenna Tracy. On the right wing to Sage Stratton. Back to Tracy. One bounce. Missed it badly. Rebound down to St. Peter. Piper, no. Second follow, no. Off of the Terriers. And Quincy St. Peter will have it baseline out of bounds. Meredith Eversman going to check in. She will replace Sage Stratton. 4-11 first half. Mount Olive, the only Macoupin County school to win an IESA girls basketball state championship. Staunton trying to join the Bombers. They accomplished that back in 2012 at the eighth grade level in 2A. Staunton looking for the seventh grade 3A championship here tonight. Tied at 11 with Quincy St. Peter, 4:08 for the first half. And it goes to Eaton. One dribble, pulls up for three. Missed it, but man, that's a smooth looking shot. Rebound, Hummel, and a foul on the Terriers. Eighth team foul on Staunton. Two free throws for St. Peter. They're going to get Feldman. That's Alexia's first. 8 fouls already on Staunton. We've played 8 minutes. A foul a minute. Lauren Hummel at the free throw line. Short. St. Peter has not led in this ball game. It's been tied a couple times. Hummel for the lead. Missed it. And the rebound down to Lily Land for Staunton. Hands off to Feldman. Alexia in the front court with Bandy. Lily Bandy on the right wing. Keeps the bounce alive. Leaves it for Feldman out at the volleyball spike line. 3:45 for the first half. Anderson. Off to Treckler. Lily Treckler. Bounce pass to Land. Return pass. Treckler. Layup good. Beautiful give and go. Land to Treckler. And Staunton back in front. 13-11. 3:25 for the first half. Eaton. Ball fakes a three. Ran off the line. Pulls up from 18. Back rimmed it. Rebound to Feldman. And she's got a run out. Alexia against Eaton. Rejected. Wow. What a rejection by Annie Eaton. Feldman went up, and it was flat munched by Eaton. That is about as good of a play as you will see at the junior high level. Holy smokes. Seemed like she almost pinned it off the bottom side of the backboard. She did not, though. It just had that appearance to it. Terriers maintain. It was off of St. Peter. Here's Land. Top of the key to Feldman. 3:05 for the second quarter. Anderson, her pass is tipped around and eventually picked up by St. Peter. Fifth Terrier turnover. Annie Eaton into the front court, the 1-2-2 for Staunton. Out front with Eversman. Skip pass by Eaton to Stratton. Nice ball fake all the way to the rim. Layup good. Stratton's first bucket. That was a real nice ball fake to get her defender in the air. Tied at 13. Having trouble in the backcourt was Treckler. Somehow got it off to Feldman, who finds Bandy. Bounce pass, Land, yes. Staunton has had an answer every time here in the first half. 15-13 Terriers. 2:20 for the second quarter. And a turnover. The pass by Eaton was too tall for Eversman, and the Terriers will have it back. Abby Reed returns for St. Peter, replacing Lauren Hummel. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Terriers break the pressure. Now they turn it over. Anderson tried a cross-court pass, ill-advised. Stratton to Eaton. Layup good with the left hand. Wow. 11 for Annie Eaton. Remember that name over in the Quincy area. Now a steal by Stratton. Layup good. And St. Peter has their first lead of the night. 17-15. Minute 50 for the first half. The pressure has Staunton sped up. Bandy brings it across the timeline, but it was adventurous. Into the hands of Feldman. Off to Land in the right corner. Lily Land bounced it once, picked it up. Top of the key to Feldman. They swing it to Bandy. Lily, a runner, missed it. Saved by Land. Right to Anderson. No. And the rebound down to St. Peter. 85 seconds, first half. Here comes Stratton. Throw ahead to Eversman, and she traveled. Fifth turnover on Quincy St. Peter. And Randy Anderson needs a timeout. His girls look a little bit tired right now. 81 seconds for the first half. The 3A championship game in seventh grade. Quincy St. Peter 17, Staunton 15. Back to Auburn High School following these messages on WSMI. The seventh grade 3A girls state basketball championship. A minute 21 for the first half. Quincy St. Peter has taken their first lead, 17-15, over the Staunton Terriers. Full court pressure from St. Peter. In Bandy in trouble in the coffin corner, gets it away to Land. Anderson all alone off the window, way too strong, missed it. Rebound is off of the Terriers. It'll belong to St. Peter. That shot was rushed a little bit. And you just look at Staunton, they just look a little bit tired. This pressure from Quincy St. Peter, it'll take it out of you. Here's Eversman. Oh, diagonal pass, Stratton off the window. It's good. A beautiful find from Annie Eaton. Six for Stratton all in the quarter. 19-15, and Feldman going to be called for steps. Tried to put the air brakes on, but they did not engage quick enough. Chalk that turnover up to the full court pressure of Quincy St. Peter. And Eric Oren wants a timeout. 51 seconds for the first half. Quincy St. Peter, 19. Staunton 15. We'll come back to the 3A state championship game following these messages on WSMI. 19-15, Quincy St. Peter with the lead and the ball. Baseline out of bounds. They will lob it in to Jenna Tracy. Return pass to the inbounder Stratton, and she attacks and draws the foul. Ninth team foul on Staunton. Who are they going to get the personal on? It will be on Feldman. That's Alexia's second. Two on Feldman, two on Bandy, three on Bukeski. Free throw for Sage Stratton. Toss is good. 7 points for Stratton all in the quarter. Hummel returns for Quincy St. Peter, replacing Abby Reed. 5-point lead for St. Peter, their biggest of the night. Toss, good. This game has turned quickly here in the second quarter. The full court pressure has been the difference maker. Bandy just kind of threw that one blindly, but it found its way to Feldman. On the cut, Feldman rimmed out. She'll have two free throws. She's already had two and ones tonight, but she hasn't made either one of the free throws. Officials are discussing. The foul is on Eversman of St. Peter, and they're going to call it on the floor. 35.8 seconds for the first half. Piper in for St. Peter, Eversman out. A 6-point lead for St. Peter. Staunton has it in the front court on the baseline. And it goes to Land. Return pass, Feldman, 18-footer, way too strong. Air ball went right to Bandy. Her putback won't go. Might have rushed it just a little bit. These are shots Staunton has made all year long. 23 seconds for the first half. Terriers need a stop. down by six. 18 seconds for the half. Eaton on the right wing. Cut off. Now she's trapped on the block to Hummel. Kicks it out. That is a 15-footer put home by Jenna Tracy off the elbow. 5 seconds for the half. Time for the Terriers. Bandy. Good if it goes. Rims out at the buzzer. Quincy St. Peter closes on a big run at the end of the first half. It is the Quincy St. Peter Crusaders, 23. The Staunton Terriers, 15. You're listening to the 7th grade 3A Girls Basketball State Championship on WSMI. Here we go. 12 minutes to decide the 7th grade 3A Girls State Basketball Champion. Quincy St. Peter will get the basketball to start the second half. And a near turnover, and it is a turnover. St. Peter's on the sideline. Lily Bandy jumped into the passing lane and deflected it off of the Crusaders. Feldman, oh, she just threw it blindly, threw it right to St. Peter. Off the window, no, for Tracy. Rebound, no, but a free throw on the way for Annie Eaton. Alexia Feldman just threw it without looking to the middle of the floor. She was trapped on the sideline, expected a Terrier to be in the middle of the floor, and there was no one home but the Crusaders. The foul on Feldman, her third, joining Bakeski as Terriers with three. Free throw for Eaton, good. This kid's good. Annie Eaton. Free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Feldman. And Alexia's fouled as she brought it up the floor. There's no way to know what happens, but I would suspect that Annie Eaton will be starring for Quincy Notre Dame in just a couple of years. She looks like the real deal as a seventh grader. On the attack, Bandy draws the foul. And two free throws. You know, sometimes at the junior high level, a kid will just be bigger and just kind of overwhelm smaller competition, and then they stop growing and maybe doesn't translate as well to the varsity level. But in the case of Annie Eaton, she's just highly skilled. You can just see that that's going to be just fine for her as she gets into high school. That free throw is no good for Bandy. Staunton now just 1 of 5 from the free throw line. That last foul was the third on Abby Reed. She's out, and I think it's Hummel who replaced her. Second free throw for Bandy. Rimmed out, no good. And the rebound down to St. Peter. A 9-point lead for the Crusaders, 5:25 for the third quarter of play. Eaton splits the double team, and she's fouled. They're going to get Anderson. Yep, that's her second. Bakeski will check back in. Grace going to replace Anderson. Bakeski picked up three quick fouls in that first quarter. Had to sit the rest of the half. And it goes to Eversman, and she traveled. That was an unforced error right there. She made the catch, then shuffled her feet. Quincy St. Peter with the lead. That pass is tipped, nearly stolen, deflected right to Treckler. She will come across the timeline. The Terriers were fortunate there. Lily Land off to Feldman. 18-footer, yes. Alexia Feldman knocks down the 18-footer, and Staunton needed that. Now they need a stop. Full court pressure, but Eaton knifes right through that. All the way to the rim, floats it up, missed it. Rebound down to Land. Quick outlet to Bandy. Lily has a run out. Layup is good. With the left hand, it hung in the front of the rim and fell in. The lead is down to 5. And a travel. In the backcourt, Eversman drug that pivot foot. And the momentum has turned a little bit here. 4:41 for the third quarter. The Staunton fans getting loud. They massively outnumber Quincy St. Peter. Three quarters of the fans in here wearing the Terrier maroon. A bucket here. This play is going to get loud. Down to Bakeski. Too strong. And Land went over the back. Second personal foul on Lily Land. Third team foul of the half on Staunton. 4:34 for quarter number 3. Staunton's showing the full court pressure. And it goes to Jenna Tracy. Off to Sage Stratton. Across the timeline with the long pass to Tracy. Leaves it for Hummel. 12-footer, yes. Lauren Hummel knocks it down from just inside the foul line. 26-19, Quincy St. Peter. Feldman races up the far sideline. Bounce pass, Bukeski high off the window. She missed it. And the rebound down to St. Peter. Good contest in there from the Crusaders. Into the hands of Annie Eaton. Out at the volleyball spike line, Stratton wasn't looking and is turned over. Stratton was looking to the bench as Eaton's pass was headed her way. She never got her head around in time. Thankfully for her, it was thrown out a little in front of her, otherwise it would have hit her right in the head. 3:59 for the third quarter. So we got 10 minutes to go in the game. Staunton trails by 7. Feldman off to Bandy. Lily Bandy into the hands of Feldman. Out at the volleyball spike line with Treckler. Lily Treckler bounced it once, picked it up, gets it off to land on the right wing. Lily down to Bukeski. Tough catch for Grace, and she's going to be called for traveling. Yep. She had to go to the ground to get that ball, and then she came off that knee when she had possession. 10th Staunton turnover. Full court pressure. The Crusaders get behind it with Piper rejected by Land. Outlet to Bandy. She had to wait on the ball. Now the left-hand layup is no good. Feldman's follow is no good. Picked up by Bukeski. Blocked. Foul. Free throws for the Terriers. 3:24 for the third quarter. The personal foul will go on Annie Eaton. That's her first. Team's third. Staunton just 1 of 6 at the charity stripe. Bukeski 2 points, and she missed the free throw. Leaving points at the foul line are the Terriers. They're down by 7, and they're 1 for 7 at the foul line. Second free throw. That one, no good, rattled out. Missed another pair, rebound down to the Crusaders. Here comes Annie Eaton. In the corner it goes to Tracy. She pulls up for a long two, missed it. Rebound down to Land. Lost to Stratton, off to Eaton for the easy bucket. That was a great job by Stratton. She knocked it away from Land, saved it on the baseline right to Eaton, who used the left hand for the finish. 28-19. Down to Bukeski, soft off the heel and down for Grace Bukeski. Her second field goal, she has 4 points, a 7-point lead. And Staunton turns them over. They spun Tracy around. Now the Terriers attack and draw the foul. They got Tracy spinning right of midcourt. Staunton came from the blind side, jarred it loose. And Alexia Feldman will be at the free throw line for 2 tosses. The foul went on Stratton, her second. Got to have the free throws. Short. Staunton 0 of 5 in the quarter, 1 of 9 for the game. They trail by 7. Second toss for Feldman, no good. Back rimmed it. Offensive rebound, Bukeski, yes. Off the heel and down for Grace Bukeski. Back-to-back buckets for Grace. 5-point game, turned over. Here come the Terriers. Feldman on the runout layup. Oh, she missed it. Rebound down to Bandy, and she's fouled. Feldman's beside herself underneath the south hoop. She can't believe she missed that layup. It was contested, though, but Alexia is agitated. Great hustle by Bandy to not assume the bucket would be converted, which would be an easy assumption to make when it's Feldman on the break. 2:27 for the third quarter. Terriers have the ball. Feldman gets it into Bandy. Lily, dribble drive, floats it up, missed it. Rebound is out of bounds off of the Terriers. It'll belong to Quincy St. Peter. 2:22 for quarter number 3. Some nervous bodies at Auburn Gymnasium tonight. That pass too tall for Tracy, but she's able to track it down. Floats it up. Baseline, no. Rebound down to Land. Another quick outlet to Bandy. Lily has a run out, and the layup is good for Bandy. One possession game, 28-25. Quincy St. Peter's not getting back. Tipped, stolen. Feldman. That pass is stolen back by Quincy St. Peter. Eversman, and St. Peter got the timeout. Meredith Eversman, it was a 2-on-1 fast break for the Terriers. She guessed right, dove for the pass, and got the turnover. A minute 53 for the third quarter. We got ourselves a championship ball game. Quincy St. Peter, 28. Staunton, 25. We'll come back to Auburn High School following these messages on WSMI. There's going to be a lot of people in Staunton tomorrow who don't have a voice. They are making a lot of noise here tonight, trying to will their Terriers into the 3A championship circle in seventh grade. They've been down by as much as 9. They've got it trimmed to 3. St. Peter breaks the pressure with Eaton. Rises up, hard of the lane, missed it badly. Rebound to Land. Tries the outlet, deflected by St. Peter. Here come the Crusaders. Eaton thought about the quarter pocket three, instead puts it on the floor, floats it up. Oh, what a shot for Annie Eaton. It was deflected on the way up, and she still was able to get it to go. McKeski down to Land, off the window. It's good for Lily Land. 5 for Land, a three-point game. St. Peter with the lead. Minute 15, third quarter. In the backcourt with Eaton. Staunton needs to play defense without fouling. They are in foul trouble. Down to Eaton on the right block. Stripped, turned over. Picked up by Land, and then she turned it over. They're trying for that quick outlet. They're just turning and throwing without looking, and it's burned them a couple times here in the state championship game. That might work during the regular year. That ain't going to work in the state championship game against another undefeated team. 45 seconds for the third quarter. Down to Eaton. Off the window, it's good. 18 points for Annie Eaton. A five-point lead for St. Peter. Feldman off to Land. Lily Land down to Bukeski. Grace off the window, it's good. Nice catch for Bukeski in traffic. 25 seconds for the quarter. Three-point lead for St. Peter. Turned over. Stolen by Bukeski. Given a right back by the Terriers. Deflected out by Land to Eaton. 4-3. Missed it. Rebound down to Land. Outlet. Bandy. She's all alone. Lily goes up, and she missed the layup. Missed the layup with 5 seconds for the quarter. St. Peter has a chance. Tracy down the lane. Missed it, and it's out of bounds off of Staunton with 1.4 seconds left in the quarter. Terriers had themselves right back in the ball game, but even still, some loose turnovers here on outlet passes has maybe kept them from taking the lead. Baseline out of bounds. Here's Eversman for three at the horn. Missed it. Three quarters in the book. Quincy St. Peter, 32. The Staunton Terriers, 29. The money quarter for the seventh grade 3A state championship following these messages. Staunton won the quarter, 14-9. They get the basketball to start the money quarter, trailing by 3. Here's Treckler in the corner to Land. Lily Land off to Bandy, and Lily was fouled. It'll be baseline. Check that sideline out of bounds for the Terriers. They will get Eversman on the personal. That's the sixth team foul, so the next foul on Quincy St. Peter puts Staunton to the foul line, although that might not be the best thing. They're 1-for-10 in the game, but they trail by just 3, and now Bukeski traveled. She took the pass from Bandy and then just shuffled her feet ever so slightly. 5:44 for the championship. What a game this has been. Staunton was down 9 at one point in the third quarter. They fought back to a one-possession game. In the corner with Jenna Tracy. She lets it fly, rimmed it out, and the rebound down to Bukeski. She's triple-teamed. She's going to be fouled. Yep. Oh, jump ball. Oh! And Quincy St. Peter has it on the arrow. The Terrier faithful voiced their displeasure. Randy Anderson has hands on top of head. He can't believe it. And it goes to Eaton. One dribble, pulls up, left it short. Rebound to St. Peter and Stratton, and a foul on Lily Land. That's the third on Land. 5:26 for the title game. Three-point lead for Quincy St. Peter. Stratton gets it in to Tracy. Dribble drive, floats it up, missed it, and the rebound down to St. Peter. Out to Eaton, top of the key for three. Missed it. Terriers need a rebound. It's out of bounds off of St. Peter. It'll belong to Staunton. 5:15 to play. Been a lot of fun here tonight. Staunton led 9-7 after one. Quincy St. Peter led 23-15 at the half. Crusaders led 32-29 after three. Still a three-point game. 5 minutes for the championship. Alexia Feldman pulls it out towards midcourt. Into the hands of Treckler. Back to Feldman. Bounce pass to land on the baseline. Down to Bukowski. Grace rises up. Yes, for Grace Bukowski. 10 for Grace. A one-point lead for St. Peter. Here comes Eaton. Had it jarred loose. Stolen by Bandy. Here comes Staunton with Feldman. They can retake the lead. And a foul in the backcourt. That's the seventh team foul and free throws for Staunton. The one in bonus. They are just 1 of 10 at the foul line. It'll be Alexia Feldman to the stripe. She has 8 points, 0 of 4 at the free throw line. Huge toss here. A one-point lead for Quincy St. Peter, 4:41 to play in the championship. Free throw for Feldman. Nope. Out of bounds off of St. Peter and Eaton. It belongs to the Terriers. 1 of 11 from the free throw line now. Baseline out of bounds. Feldman and the Terriers into Bukowski. Heart of the lane. Yes! The Terriers have retaken the lead. A dozen for Bukowski. 33-32 Staunton. 4.5 for the championship. Here come the Crusaders. Out to Eaton. Left side of the key. She wants to attack. Rises up. Yes. Annie Eaton has 20. 20 for Eaton. St. Peter back in the lead. 34-33. What a finish we have in store. Feldman, land in the right corner. Down to Bukowski, deflected out. It'll stay with Staunton. Girls high school basketball next. Litchfield at Carthenville here on FM 106. And it goes to Treckler. She will fire. Missed it. Nope, she got it. She got it. Lily Treckler, her first bucket. Staunton back in front, 35-34. Eaton left alone. She'll fire for three. Missed it. Rebound down to Land. Lily Land. Outlet pass dangerous. Found its way to Feldman. Here come the Terriers. Down two. Bandy missed it off the window. Tapped around. Picked up by St. Peter. Eaton on the run out. Layup. Missed it. And the rebound picked up by Land. Outlet to Bandy. She has a run out. Had trouble with the handle off the window. It rattled out. Rebound down to St. Peter and Eversman. Missed opportunity there. A one-point lead for Staunton. 35-34. 3:22 for the championship. Well, the Bulldogs have missed some layups, and they have missed, or the Terriers, excuse me, have missed some layups and missed 10 free throws. Bukowski is gassed out there. Deep breaths, trying to catch that breath. Bent over at the knee. Baseline out of bounds for St. Peter. In the corner to Eaton. Open for three. Air ball, but it goes right to Jenna Tracy for St. Peter. And they will reset across the floor. Eversman for three. Missed it badly. Offensive rebound, St. Peter. Missed it. Eaton with the rebound. Tied up by Land on the floor and will get a jump ball. Arrow to the Terriers. A one-point lead for Staunton and the basketball with 3:02 to play in the title game. These fans can hardly contain themselves. Great atmosphere inside Auburn High School here tonight. What a great venue. Seventh grade 3A girls basketball championship on the line. Give and go. Feldman to Treckler. Back to Feldman. Off to Land. Treckler, yes, a 15-footer for Treckler off the right elbow. A three-point lead for Staunton, their biggest lead of the second half. St. Peter on the attack, missed it with Piper. Follow, no, tapped around, going to be picked up by the Crusaders. Here's a three, no, a timeout first. And that's one of those the coach is saying, oh, don't go in, I called the timeout. 2:35 for the championship. It is Staunton, 37. Quincy St. Peter, 34. We're back to Auburn High School in the 3A championship game following these messages on WSMI. Staunton has two basketball state championships to their credit. At the junior high level, the Terriers won it on the boys' side in 1983. And then, of course, the Cinderella run of the Bulldogs back in 1993. The 2019 seventh grade Terriers trying to add themselves to that short list. A three-point lead. They have battled all the way back here in the second half. St. Peter has it. Knocked away by Feldman. Picked up by Eaton right on the sideline. I don't know how she kept that in play. Right elbow fouled was Reed on the release. Two free throws for Quincy St. Peter. Raked her right across the hand on the shot. The personal foul on Feldman. That's her fourth. So that is a concern for Staunton. They cannot lose Alexia Feldman. At the free throw line, the lefty, Abby Reed. Toss, no good. 2:28 for the championship. 37-34, Staunton with the lead. One more free throw for Abby Reed and Quincy St. Peter. Got a block out if you're the Terriers here. Toss, no good. Rebound, Feldman has it. Good, strong rebound as Eaton almost went over her back. Good job by Feldman. She loses her headband on the way up the floor. Lily Land stops and picks it up. Here's Bandy, no. Rebound out to Feldman. Heart of the lane, yes! Alexia Feldman has 10. More importantly, Staunton leads by 5. 2:05 for the championship. Here's a long two from Tracy, no. Rebound underneath to Eaton, and Quincy St. Peter will reset. Terriers trying to complete an undefeated championship season inside of 2 minutes. Tracy, underhand shovel to Stratton off the window. It's good for Sage Stratton. She's in the double figures with 10. Here comes the full court press. Deflected out. Who's that off of? St. Peter. Whew. That was almost last touch by Feldman. Staunton must take care of the basketball in the final 100 seconds. Take care of the ball, make your foul shots. In it goes to Feldman, Alexia Feldman. Into the front court to Bukeski. Into Land, through her hands, and it's gonna be Staunton ball. Terriers lucky there. Maybe Lady Luck's on Staunton's side tonight. It was off of Landy. Tracy went diving after the basketball, and she's the last to touch. 93 seconds for the championship. Into Lily Land. Down to Bukeski. Bad pass turned over. Ill-advised. Here comes Tracy the other way, and she's fouled by Lily Bandy. Not the worst foul right there if you're Bandy. You're not over the limit, and Quincy St. Peter had a run out. You'll force the Crusaders to take it out of bounds on the baseline. Third personal on Bandy. Three-point lead for the Terriers. Into Eaton. Back to Stratton. Drives baseline. Pulls up, yes. Sage Stratton has a dozen. And the Staunton lead is down to one. Treckler gets it into Bandy. Lily Bandy in the backcourt. Off to Treckler. Staunton needs to get across the timeline. They do. Treckler got away with the travel. Into the hands of Feldman. Off to Land. Here's Bandy. Runner. No. Rebound down to St. Peter. We are into the final minute of the championship. 39-38 Staunton. Got to have a stop. Into the hands of Eaton. That's where St. Peter wants the ball. She has 20 points here in the 7th grade 3A championship. 45 seconds for the championship. Jarred loose by Bandy. Picked up by Staunton. Here comes Bandy racing into the front court. Slow it up. Slow it up. And she's fouled. 36.7 seconds to play. A one-point lead for Staunton. And they are headed to the free throw line where they are just 1 of 11 for the game. Huge free throw. It's one in bonus. Got to make the first to get the second. A one-point Terrier lead. Lily Bandy at the free throw line. Toss. No good. Rebound. Bukeski lost it. Picked up by the Crusaders. They've got a fast break. Down to Eversmith. Off to Stratton. 18-footer for the lead. She got it. She got it. Stratton has 14. St. Peter with a one-point lead. And a blocking foul on St. Peter with 21.9 to play. Back to the free throw line. Go the Terriers. 40-39, Quincy St. Peter. What a championship game. What a shot from Sage Stratton, an 18-footer off the right wing. Now Feldman's free throw. Missed it. Rebound, though, picked up by Feldman, and the Terriers will take a timeout. 19.7 seconds to play in the championship. Quincy St. Peter, 40. Staunton, 39. And the Terriers will have the basketball when we come back to Auburn High School following these messages on WSMI. This place is loud. The Staunton folks are pumped up. The Terriers down a point with the ball. 19.7 seconds for the championship. Baseline out of bounds for Staunton. It'll be Feldman to throw in. And it's turned over. She tried to force it to Bandy. And we're going to get a foul on Staunton with 17.4 seconds to play. Still an opportunity for Staunton here. Even if Quincy St. Peter makes both, it's a one-possession game. Samantha Anderson will check back in. Feldman committed the foul, and she has fouled out. She's in tears as she goes to the bench, but nothing for that young lady to be crying about. Feldman has fouled out with 10 points here in the championship. Sage Stratton, one in bonus. 1 point lead for St. Peter. Toss is no good. Rebound down to Lily Land for Staunton. That pass is kicked out of there, and it's going to be Staunton ball with 11 seconds. Another long outlet pass. Dangerous. Randy Anderson wants a timeout. 11 seconds for the 3A 7th grade title. Quincy St. Peter 40, Staunton 39. The Terriers will have the ball in the backcourt when we come back to Auburn following these messages. Staunton trying to do with Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Mount Olive have all done. That is win state basketball championships. They're going to have the ball down a point. 11.1 seconds to play. Alexia Feldman, their top player, has fouled out. And she is normally the Terrier that brings the ball up the floor. Plenty of time for Staunton. Take care of the ball. Make sure you at least get a shot. Land, Bukeski, Bandy, Anderson, and Treckler on the floor for Staunton. Down a point. Treckler just get it in. Does so to Anderson with 10. Pass the midcourt to Bandy. Tough catch. 7 seconds. Having trouble with the handle. With 4 seconds. She lost the handle on the floor. Gets it away. And a timeout with just a tenth of a second. You can't do anything with a tenth of a second. The pressure of Quincy St. Peter, the story of the game. They just hounded Staunton right there, and they couldn't get a clean handle on that basketball at any point moving up the floor in just a tenth of a second. That is unfortunate. Not enough time for Staunton to do anything. Missed free throws will be something Staunton thinks about for a long, long time. They are 1 of 13 at the free throw line, and they're down just a point. Will they put some time back on the clock? Oh, they're going to put time back on the clock. They're going to put a second back on the clock. Now Staunton does have a chance. 1.1 seconds. You got time for a dribble with 1.1. Can the Terriers win it at the buzzer and send this place into bedlam? 40-39. One shot for the championship. It will be Treckler to throw in at midcourt. That pass is tipped. That's it. Quincy St. Peter, your 7th grade 3A state champions. They beat Staunton 40-39. What a ball game here tonight. For Staunton, their first loss of the year comes by 1 point in the state championship game. What a battle. They were down 9 early in the third quarter. Battled back to take the lead in the second half. Led in the fourth quarter. They just couldn't close it down the stretch. Give Quincy St. Peter all the credit. Their pressure defense was the big difference here tonight, as Staunton a lot of times was just sped up and in a little bit more of a hurry than they would have liked to have been, especially on that last possession when they had 11 seconds. They were just hounded all the way up the floor, and they could just never get settled and get a good look at the hoop. 40-39, Quincy St. Peter wins it. They finish the year state champions at 23-0. Staunton, state runner-up at 24-1. As the Staunton kids, they are in tears out there between the top of the key and midcourt. That's just raw emotion right now for Staunton. But as time passes, they will be extremely proud of what they accomplished this year. They gave the town of Staunton so many thrills on this ride. So many folks showed up tonight to support the Terriers, and they're still serenading the Staunton fan, or the Staunton players right now are the Staunton fans. Getting ready for the trophy and medallion presentation as Staunton will finish the basketball season state runner-up at 24-1. Grace Bukeski led the way with a dozen. 10 points for Alexia Feldman. 4 points for Lily Treckler. 4 points for Lily Bandy. 5 points for Lily Land. 20 points for Annie Eaton. 18 of them in the first three quarters. She was sensational here tonight. Now Staunton getting ready to be presented with their medallions. Superintendent Mr. Cox gets his medallion. Ryan McGowan will get his medallion, the principal for Staunton. Brett Tiffany, the AD for Staunton Junior High, getting his runner-up medallion. Now Randy Anderson will get his medal. It's a neat moment for Staunton when you're getting medallions on the floor after the game. Even though it didn't go the way they wanted, Jim Abbott getting her medal now. Now Mallory Lusico, sixth grader, will come up and receive her medal. It'll be head coach Randy Anderson to put on the medals. His daughter Samantha Anderson gets the medal and a big hug from dad. Brianna Langer now, another sixth grader on this squad, gets her medallion. Jessica Ellis now, seventh grader for Staunton. Peyton Boster, sixth grader. She will get her medallion from head coach Randy Anderson. Now Lily Treckler. Up next will be Lily Bandy. They played so hard tonight, did Staunton. Nothing left in the tank. Grace Bukeski gets her medal and a hug from Coach Anderson. Ruby Jackson getting her runner-up medallion. Jaden Kerrigan now will get her medallion. Ava Fernandez, seventh grader for Staunton, gets her medallion. Now Alexia Feldman will get hers. Listen to the cheer. There it is. Still tears in her eyes, but what a ball player. Olivia Matisa, sixth grader, gets her medal. Lily Land gets her medallion. And Addison Posey, a sixth grader, will get her medallion. There they are, your 2019 state runner-up, Staunton Terriers. They finished the year at 24-1. Sensational year for Staunton. Didn't end, of course, the way they wanted. They come up 1 point short in the championship game. 40-39 the final. It's Quincy St. Peter wins it. We will take a break. We'll come back with more from Auburn following these messages on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carletonville, and Greenville. Quincy St. Peter being presented with their championship medallions here at Auburn. And now the Staunton Terriers are getting set to receive their second-place championship trophy. Here come the Terriers. They will take hold of that. They hold it high to the crowd. The tears are gone now. Nothing but smiles. Nothing but smiles. That's good. As now the whole team will come huddle around their runner-up plaque. They were oh so close to that undefeated championship season. Just was not to be tonight as Quincy St. Peter holds their championship trophy high in the air. As you see Randy Anderson just kind of standing back. He's got a smile on his face, hands behind his back, just watching his Terriers here as they mill around their champion or their second place trophy. They will pose now under the south rim for a photograph, and we're going to see all the people from Staunton now flood down onto the floor and get one of those photographs. That'll be a picture that's around a long, long time for these young folks from Staunton. It's something you never forget. This will be a memory of a lifetime for the Staunton Terriers and the fans that were here tonight. And hats off to the Staunton fans. They filled three quarters of the gymnasium here tonight to come out and support Staunton in their quest for the state championship. 40-39 the final. Quincy St. Peter gets the victory. They finish 23-0. Staunton finishes 24-1. Terriers led 9-7 after one quarter. The second quarter got away from them a little bit. They got outscored 16-6 in the second quarter. They had trouble taking care of the basketball in that second quarter, and so they wound up trailing 23-15 at the half. They actually won the second half. They won the third quarter 14-9, won the money quarter 10-8, but they were 1 point short here tonight. As we look at the scoring, Grace Pekeski led the way for the Terriers. She had a dozen. 10 for Alexia Feldman. She fouled out late in the ball game. 5 points for Lily Land, and then 4 points apiece for Lily Bandy and for Lily Treckler. Quarters of 9, 6, 14, and 10 for Staunton. For Quincy St. Peter, it was the Annie Eaton show. She scored 20 points. 20 points in a 24-minute game. That is incredible from Annie Eaton. 14 points for Sage Stratton, and then you got 4 points for Lauren Hummel, 2 points for Jenna Tracy. So it was 20 from Eaton, 14 from Stratton. That was 34 of their 40 points here tonight. What a fun basketball game it was. And, you know, when you lose a championship game, your heart breaks because you wanted to win. But as time passes, it just, you appreciate the season that you had, the memories that were made. And for this Staunton group now, this group of seventh graders moving into eighth grade next year, wouldn't be a surprise at all to find them right back in this situation 1 year from now. And if they do, they will remember this feeling. They will remember the game tonight and everything that went into it, and they'll be better for it moving forward. What a night here at Auburn High School as Quincy St. Peter beats Staunton in the championship game with a 7th grade 3A girls state basketball tournament, 40-39. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, hopefully catch up with Staunton Terriers head coach Randy Anderson when we return to Auburn following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Auburn High School. Happy to have head coach Randy Anderson with us right now. And, Coach, I know just a few moments after the game like this, it hurts, but, man, what a special season. What a great game.
I mean, I couldn't be prouder of my girls. You know, that game could have gone either way. A lot of missed opportunities, but that's the way we play all season long. I couldn't be more prouder of them.
And when you get into a game like this, like before the game, you tell, they were relaxed, they were ready to go. They had a fun time, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. They knew that this is a state final game, but they didn't have any pressure. We're you know, Staunton's never been here before. Yeah. We've played in a lot of big games. I've been coaching these girls for 5 years. They came out ready to play. You know, we got in a little bit of foul trouble. Yeah. That kind of hurt us and pushed us back a little bit. Second half, we came out in our normal game again. And, you know, lost by 1 point. You got to take your hats off to Quincy St. Peter. They got a good team.
I think your point there, I thought the same thing during the game, is the fouls kind of mounted up in the first quarter. That second quarter, you guys got maybe on your heels a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we had to back off the pressure a little bit. We're a pressing team. We get that many fouls. We got to back it off a little bit. So we were on our heels probably. My girls like to go and be aggressive. And when we got to back it off a little bit, they don't know how to play as well, basically.
Well, and when you can't play the way you're accustomed to playing, it makes it tough to kind of have to adjust on the fly. But as you said, you guys got it back in the second half. And, man, what a comeback in the second half. You're down 9 at one point in the third quarter. Then all of a sudden, here you are with the lead, and this place was hopping.
Yeah, I mean, I knew. I told them at halftime, I said, hey, we're going to play our game. We're going to leave it all out on the court. We're going to come back and get this back in this ball game, and we did.
I guess the one thing that maybe you'll kick yourself with is the foul shots tonight. Just made one free throw. You lose by one, and a lot of missed free throws, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's seventh grade girls basketball.
Right.
I mean, we don't hit a lot of free throw shots. It's one of those things that comes along with seventh grade basketball. Yeah. They're going to grow into it. They're going to be great shooters when they get older. It's just it's not easy for a seventh grade girl a lot of times to shoot that free throw.
And you can see the talent on this team, and it's not hard to see this projecting very well to the high school level.
These girls, they have a talented class. They play softball well. They play basketball well. They go to state and volleyball at the same time. If the class sticks together and keeps on playing all those sports, they're gonna be competitive all the way through high school.
Yeah. And I know I saw a lot of tears out there right after the game, which is natural. But by the time they were getting their trophy, I saw a lot of smiles.
Well, you know, it stinks to lose a game like that. Like I said, 1 point, that game could have gone either way. That's a 50-50 ball game, but hats off to Quincy. You know, they pulled it out.
As you think about this season, I know it just ended, but what are you gonna most remember about this group of kids?
Oh, just, you know, they're just a great group of kids. The family, the town coming together, giving us great send-offs. I mean, it was just a great experience all the way around. They'll never forget it.
You got the fire truck escort out, right?
Yes. Yeah, we sure did. Our community has been great to us, and we appreciate it.
Randy Anderson, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. Congratulations on a great season. I'll let you go celebrate with your team.
Thank you.
All right, Randy Anderson, the head coach here of the Staunton Terriers, as they come up just 1 point shy in the 3A state championship game. Quincy St. Peter wins it 40-39. We want to thank our wonderful sponsors here that made this broadcast possible. Russell Furniture and Flooring in Staunton, Staunton Community Memorial Hospital, Hicks Maytag in Gillespie, Quality Flooring, your hometown Sears store in Litchfield, the City of Staunton, Sullivan Drugs, Staunton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and the Bank of Hillsboro. Without those sponsors, we would not have been able to bring you this outstanding 7th grade 3A state basketball championship. Staunton comes up 1 point short. Quincy St. Peter wins it 40-39. Stay tuned. We've got more basketball to come. Girls high school hoops. Litchfield is at Carthenville. That broadcast coming up next with Gary Boker here on WQSMI FM 106. Thanks to all the fine people at Auburn High School for their hospitality. Hats off to the IESA. They do such a great job of running these postseason tournaments, and another job well done here in Auburn in the 7th grade 3A state tournament. Thanks to Megan Cordy. She produced tonight's action here on WQSMI FM 106. Your final one more time in the 7th grade 3A girls basketball state championship. Quincy St. Peter beats Staunton 40-39. I am Tim Mize, and we say good night from Auburn.